with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and very pleased to be talking now with the president of the Cape Ann Symphony, Fran White. Ms. White, welcome to MSO, and you know, it's kind of a tough time right now, but I'm looking at your biography here, and you have been a promoter of the symphony for quite a while. So how long have you been president?
I'm going on my third year.
On your third year. Okay. I know a few people at the symphony, and I know Dave Benjamin was a former colleague of mine, and we were very disappointed when the symphony had to leave Gloucester quite a few years ago. But since then...
Yeah, we're hoping maybe there may be an opportunity in the distant future for us to return to Gloucester.
All right. Back in March, this whole thing blew up. You know, the Shallon Lou, the North Shore Music Theater, everybody had to put this thing on hold. What has been the effect on the symphony in terms of concerts, and maybe we can talk about rehearsals and upcoming programs, but what has been the effect since March on the symphony?
Major impact, obviously. We cannot perform. There's been no venue. As you know, most of our concerts are in the schools, and so the schools, obviously effective in March, said we could not have access to the schools. And we do not anticipate that we will have access to the schools or live performance, it would be, I guess, probably through this season. Mm-hmm. So our best hope would be that our 70th season, which would start with a concert in September of next year, might be our option. And hopefully that's a realistic option, but I guess we won't know at the moment. It's very hard to tell if that is realistic, that we will have.
That's for sure.
300 people in a live performance.
What's been the effect on your audience or on your ticket holders, season ticket holders, and that kind of thing? And how are you communicating with them?
Yeah, well, we had a very small concert outside in my yard in August. It was definitely a challenge because initially it was supposed to be, we sold 70 tickets and we had 20 musicians and we were right under the numbers. And right before the concert, Governor Baker changed the number to 50. So we had to split it into two performances. It went well. Our supporters were absolutely great about it because they were so happy just to have the opportunity to see live music. They also were really happy with the fact that there were only 30 people at each concert and we had weather problems, but everybody just felt that it was such a great experience to be that close to the musicians and to experience that in that kind of setting. So that was the only concert we've done since Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, hopefully when spring comes, we'll be able to do something like that again. Right now, we're in the process of, we have produced one virtual concert, and that is currently on sale on our website, and that we're about to produce our second virtual concert, which is going to be a Christmas concert, which we're quite excited about because it will feature a brass quintet along with the vocal chorus students from Ipswich High School.
Oh my.
So they can't play together because that's too many people. We're going to do it so that, they're going to each have their part. And that will be a holiday concert, and that, too, will be available virtually. And we have really tried to make these virtual concerts very accessible to people, so they're only $20.
You know, it sounds very exciting, and that's what caught my attention in the first place. And that is a very low price, obviously. It must cost something to produce these videos. So I'm sure. Are there other ways that the symphony is raising funds at the moment?
We were very lucky that we did get a loan from the government to pay our salaries, which are very limited. The majority of this is we only have really two salary employees. We were also able to provide a stipend to our musicians for the missed concerts in the spring based on a government loan. We also got a second loan, which is a longer loan that puts us in a fairly strong position for quite a while. And so financially we're good. We are going to do, we are going to try to do a fundraiser come at the end of the year, which is something we've always done. And so we do plan on doing that. And, you know, we financially should be okay. I mean, one of our challenges is that if we put a full orchestra on stage, the cost is quite high. And so we can't afford to say, all right, we're going to sell out a third of the house, because we just can't afford that when we pay our musicians. So that's a challenge for us, but we do hope that, you know, that with time and our patrons have been so very supportive. I feel very comfortable that we will do fairly well in a end of season fundraiser, end of year. And that will help us to at least go into our 70th season. This was supposed to be our 69th season, and obviously we were already talking about celebration and for our 70th, and we actually had hoped our March concert was going to celebrate Yuichi, who is our musical director, and he's been with us now for 20 years. So, you know, we had hoped on all that, but some of that just hasn't been able to happen. So with time, we hope, you know, maybe we can still do some of that in our 70th year. My attitude was we will do everything we can to be sure we're back for our 70th year. So the organization has been in, you know, available to the North Shore for 70 years, and I don't want to see it die under my watch. So.
I have no, that's not going to happen. There's going to be a lot to celebrate.
That's not going
to
happen.
No.
And there'll be a lot to celebrate when we can come out of this. And, you know, and we will. We will come out of this. You know, it's concerning, but, you know, at some point next season, we will be able to perform, I'm convinced.
I want to ask you a couple more questions. One about Yuichi Utagawa. He's been, I didn't realize it's been 20 years already. Is he in contact with you or you with them,
and with
the musicians? Okay.
Every week.
Okay.
We have an executive board meeting almost weekly on Zoom, and I have been working with Yuichi closer in some ways than when we were actually producing concerts, because when we produce concerts, we plan. And that was Yuichi's job to make it happen. Now it is, the board has to be much more involved, locating places to have concerts, where to tape, how to tape. And what are we going to do? Because we can't pull a full orchestra. What's the maximum we can put on a stage? So I work, the board and I, and the executive board, and we've worked very closely with Yuichi during this process.
Excellent. Now, I have two more questions, I believe. The first one is, how do we get a hold of the virtual performance? We go to the Symphony website. Is that the best way to do it?
The Symphony website, you can purchase it for $20.
Okay. All right. And then the next thing, I guess the final question I would like to ask you, I don't know if there is anybody who is unfamiliar with the Cape Ann Symphony, but it is it's an absolute gem here on the North Shore. Are there old, I don't know, videos maybe on YouTube or something like that of performances that we could take a look at just to keep the flame burning?
Look at 1623, which is the Gloucester station.
Okay.
And that they on some, I know they have two or three channels, and at least once, sometimes twice a week, they will show a performance of Cape Ann Symphony.
All right. Okay. We'll take a look at that and we'll link to that. Fran, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the Cape Ann Symphony?
We're looking at other opportunities, how to work with other arts groups in the area and maybe even other music venues. The Cabot Theater apparently has committed to allow a facility that you can do virtual shows in. We don't know too much about it. It's just really started. So we've been talking to other groups. Should we do something that would include more than just the symphony? And so we hope in the future we will be offering a lot of virtual options, and at least that will be able to provide our patrons with some music.
All right.
We all miss live music.
Oh, yes. There's so much that we're missing right now, and as I can't wait to celebrate when this thing is over. Friend, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I look forward to chatting with you again, and as soon as we post
all
this,
right.
I'll email you the link.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, friend.
Anytime. Give me a call.
Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Fran White, who is the president of the Cape Ann Symphony. And the best way you can get hold of more information about that is to go to capeannsymphony.org, which we'll have posted. This is MSO News Sports.